Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Rich podcast. You get to hear a great quote in franchising. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nick Bibby of the Bibby Group, and Nick wrote a fantastic article a while back called Entrepreneurial Types. Listen to what Nick had to say. I thought it was brilliant.
Perseverance, you won't persevere.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
And oftentimes, too much money is the enemy.
Sure.
Right, you got to have the motivation. Keep that, going.
That's key. That's the number one.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was something I wanted to go back to, Nick. You wrote a great article that I read. It was called Entrepreneurial Types, and you identified the different types of entrepreneurs. You started with an intrapreneur. And ended with a practical visionary. Do you want to talk a little bit about that or touch upon that? Because I thought it was a great article.
Oh, thank you. If you look at entrepreneurship again on a scale with independence as the key element on the scale, and one entrepreneurial type in my mind is not better than another. It's simply who we are and where we best fit. Well, you know, the safest entrepreneurial setting is intrapreneurship, where you're operating, and I'm sure your listeners understand all this. You're operating within the framework of a company. There's a very limited risk factor. The further you move out on the scale of independence, the more alone you are.
Certainly.
So the next logical step would be what? Franchisee. And I've often used this expression regarding the very finest of franchisees. It's an attitude of help me but leave me alone.
Sure.
And so, you know, I can define each entrepreneurial type with a given definition, and that's again part of the focus program, helping people decide really who they are.
Right.
And this is quite a lengthy process. When I say that the Focus Program is a no-fluff program, it takes time and effort to understand ourselves. I'm simply providing a framework and tools so that people can move through the process of understanding their entrepreneurial self.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
And by the way, the answer to you, at the very end, when I say practical visionary, I always put a question mark after that.
Yes, I remember that.
And the reason is, you know, a vision may not be very practical at all. Certainly. And oftentimes when the visionary pursues a dream, it's not about the marketplace. It's about them proving something.
Right, right, absolutely. Absolutely. We have about, like, 1 minute, Nick.
I thought that was a fantastic article. You can actually read the whole article by going to bibbygroup.com. Again, that's bibbygroup.com, and it's under articles, and again, it's called Entrepreneurial Types. So once again, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, and again, we'd love to hear your feedback, and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.